Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and right now we are joined in the studio by Sophie Monk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me in, guys. I only just spoke to you the other day, it feels like.
It does feel like that. We've had you on quite a few times on the phone, and now we get to see you in person, which is great.
I know, and you're so much better looking in real life.
I feel like are going to say that about you.
I'm not allowed.
Oh, really?
Sophie, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But what surprised me the most is you actually accepted our invitation to come in studio.
No, I actually asked.
Yeah, you insisted.
I said I want to come in if you guys don't mind.
And we did not mind.
No.
We thought about it. And then we're like, you know what? Yeah, we will have Sophie in.
We've got nothing on that day.
We've got nothing on.
No giveaways?
Nothing going on. No secret sounds, nothing. We're like,
Actually, you are the giveaway, Sophie.
Oh, what am I giving?
You find, we're giving a date away with you. Yes.
Oh my God. No. We can't do that again. We've got to talk about this off air before, Carly. Yeah. We've talked about this before. Yeah. a lot going on, Sophie.
Yes.
Love Island at the moment going on. People loving it.
Yes, they are.
Al
addicted.
Is back.
Al is so good on the show too. I mean, it's made for him, this show, because he went on Married at First Sight and never had a girlfriend before. So I feel like this is probably the second step after getting married.
Did you see someone put out a video and it was a compilation of his like pre-chat on Mass versus his pre-chat on Love Island? It was I want to find a woman that I want to settle down with. And he's just like, I'm there to get ripped.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they grow up so fast.
Yes, don't they? It suits him a lot better.
Yeah. Can I just say though, he is a little bit of a himbo in the most endearing way. Does he play that up for the cameras or is that him in real life?
No, he's just got a real innocence about him.
Yeah.
Like a real sweet. Yeah. He doesn't do anything to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
He's just really, he reminds me of just coming out of school. You know, he's still so young. You know, he's in early 20s. It's just that, you know.
There are moments you're chatting to him, the cameras aren't rolling. He'll say something. You're like, where are the cameras? My God, this guy. What is he? What are you doing?
Oh, no, there's sometimes that I go, I wonder if they can keep that in because it's hilarious, but it's also so morally wrong.
I love that.
You know, that real sweetie. He's a real sweetie.
Well, everyone can experience him on 9 Now right now, Carly.
Yeah. But speaking of that, because this is what happens when you put a bunch of hot people together in a hot location.
Well, this room, like, for example.
Yeah. Yep.
I can imagine that there were things that probably happened where you had to go, ooh, this might not actually make it to TV. Does that happen often?
I feel like this show, I think you look at it and go, oh, they're in bathers and think, oh, it's going to be that kind of show. And it's not. It's actually very sweet and organic. And it's like those real early days of relationships where if you break up, you think it's the end of the world, or you've been hurt before and you're so hurt. And it's actually very primal and relatable. Like once you look past it and they put their clothes on, which is halfway through the first ep, it's just, it becomes about who you like. And I think it's just the shtick of the show is to make it hot and sexy, but they're just people, you know, like, you know, looking for love and probably Instagram followers, but I think everyone does, right?
Absolutely.
Are looking for love too. And I think that's what they've got in common. They do care about socials and stuff like that, you know? And so I think that's why it works.
Yeah.
Now, we want to work for you, Sophie.
Oh, great.
So we talked about this a while back. We were devastated that you weren't nominated for
a Logie. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Carly and I have been brainstorming.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean we had a chat 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
And we have an idea, Carly, that we should share, right?
Yeah.
This isn't the proper launch. We need your tick before we get...
It's a soft launch.
It's a soft launch. It's just throwing it out there. We'll see what happens.
All right.
See if it sticks.
Because we think it is a travesty. We look at how hard you work, you know, living it up in Spain.
That
you know, it's
hard.
It's a tough
was very
gig,
tough.
You know.
I did it for Australia.
Yeah. And we're like, you deserve a Logie.
Oh, gosh.
And also, Sophie rhymes with Logie, so it's meant to be. So,
oh, and trophy. Sophie, trophy, Logie.
Oh,
my God.
Logie.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of this.
Someone writing this down.
And every time we chat to you, you kind of laugh it off. And you're like, guys, I know that they don't take me seriously. And we're like, but why don't they?
Why don't they?
Because I'm not that good.
Disagree.
But if we put that aside.
We disagree.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
a lot worse than it. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, well.
We want to campaign hard. We want to be the mouthpiece to get Sophie a Logie.
So how are you going to do it?
We're going to campaign hard. Remember Tom Gleason?
Mm.
How
he
just went
crazy.
Oh, he was clever with it.
Oh, no, we're not going to be clever. We're going to be loud, aggressive.
Yes. Obnoxious.
Yep. Obnoxious.
Okay.
Social media, maybe.
Yeah.
A video.
Yeah.
Picket lines.
Yes.
Should we wait till I even get nominated one day, or are we going before nominations?
No, I reckon before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Screw it.
That's the risk, because we need you to get nominated, so we have to kind of remind them.
And it's a numbers game.
Okay.
So if you could start maybe getting nominated in as many categories, like maybe if you could start doing maybe some documentaries
dramas. Yeah.
Like
60
Minutes.
I had an idea.
So if you could just get more jobs that get you a Logie. Then we can get you a link.
Back in the day, like, people would get their favorite TV shows to stay on and not get cancelled by sending things in the mail. I was thinking, I'm just going to send a whole lot of sofas to Channel 9, sofas for Sophie, and then we can push that to get the nomination.
Sofas, like actual seats.
Yeah, because I don't really know what else to do.
Do you have a deal? Are you guys sponsored by a furniture company?
No. But
when people got their hard rubbish, we just collect them up.
Early days.
Okay, it doesn't matter what it looks like, I guess.
It's early days, Sophie. But with your blessing, we would like to run this campaign.
I mean, of course. Thank you very much.
Wow, amazing. Yes. Will you put us in your acceptance speech?
That's fair.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, then we're sold.
We got to get to work.
We're going to get to work. All right, so get out of here. We got work to do.
Okay.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for seeing us. We love seeing you. And have a good time in WA.
Thank you. I love it here.
And we'll see you at the Logies.
Okay.
Absolutely.